International Mastermind Association.
Hi, this is
Sandy
Miller,
Master
Builder, helping you to
build
stronger and better lives. This is Ann McNeil, volunteer with Better Investing, and we want to thank you for joining our investing story. We are coming to you every single Saturday, sharing, encouraging information about better investing and the investing volunteers. And today we have a special opportunity to share
family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money, end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com. Or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
And welcome to the My Investing Story, created to share stories of individual investors. Again, my name is Ann McNeil, and I am a Better Investing volunteer. And today we're talking with Bobby Clark about his investing story. We want to ask you to share this information with your friends, coworkers, and just think about how you can invest. Just start. And that's the purpose of this program, to just encourage everyone to just start. Doesn't matter your age, doesn't matter your situation. You can start with a small amount. You can start with a large amount. Just a little about our organization, Better Investing. With Better Investing volunteers, and this organization was better known as the National Association of Investors Corporation, and it's been around since the 50s, and it was actually established in 1951. We're a 501c not-for-profit organization that has helped over 5 million people learn how to invest profitably in stocks of high-quality growth companies. We support investment clubs and individuals through our education, online stock selection and analysis tools, and publications. And I would encourage all of you to please go to the website betterinvesting.org. That is BETTERINVESTING.org. Betterinvesting.org. And we are joined here tonight with a number of volunteers. And what I'd like to do right now is just kind of take a, some people call it executive privilege, and some may call it an opportunity. And I know she did not know I was going to do this, and she is going to really be surprised. Jackie, I am going to call on you just for a moment to just share a little about your story while we bring on Bobby Clark. And right now, I want to just introduce Jackie. Yes, I'm talking to you, Jackie. If you can just unmute yourself for just a moment. Are you there, Jackie? And Jackie is, she did not know I was going to do this, but Jackie, I just wanted to just have you come in and share a little about. Yeah, that's
okay.
Can you
hear me now?
I know you
were on
mute.
Hey, how are you?
Yes, I'm doing good. I have you on the air.
What are you ambushing me like this for?
Well, we just wanted to make sure that everybody really knew who you are and the fact that you are a Better Investing board member, And just want to just talk about that a little, and then we're going to bring our special guest on, Bobby Clark, and have him share with all of our volunteers and our members and guests who are listening in. And so we want to let everybody know that we are going to be streaming this podcast live on Facebook, and we will be sharing it on all of the social media. And so I just want to have Jackie just share a little bit about who she is and her experience with the board, and then we will be right back. All right, Jackie, thank you.
Oh, well, hey, Ann, thank you for giving me a couple of minutes. I am on the National Board of Better Investing. Now, I've been part of the organization for quite some time, probably 11 years, but being a board member was really important to me because, you know, the vision and the progress of the organization kind of, you know, being on the board helps me have a bigger hand in that. And chapters like yours and the financial empowerment event that you're putting on and all the things that we're doing, all in the name of trying to teach people how to invest and how important it is. So Better Investing has really kind of been a pivotal fixture in my life that, you know, kind of got me to the point where I retired extra early. I retired last year, and a big part of that is Better Investing, that I learned how to invest. I knew I had to make my money grow. So it's just so important, and I just want to share it with everyone, you know, learning how to invest. It literally changes your life. So that's kind of what my feelings are about the organization. I'm a huge fan, as you know.
All right, thank you.
And I certainly could go on and on if we're still waiting on Bobby. So
We're having a little technical difficulty, Jackie. Just give me one second, okay? I have to merge him in.
Okay, and that happens. Okay, so do I still have the floor, or you want me to wait?
Yeah, no, I want you to go ahead and continue while I merge him in, and I want to thank all of our callers.
Just interrupt
callers.
Me then.
Down,
okay, just interrupt me when you're ready.
No, just keep talking. No, just keep talking.
Okay. So, everyone, since this is live recorded, obviously many things happen with technology, and a lot of us are working from home, and we're doing all these new things with Zoom and different calls and things like that. So thanks for hanging with us. But as I mentioned, I can't say enough good things about the organization, but instead of hearing it from me or really anyone else, you can see for yourself. Better Investing supports investment clubs around the country and individuals. And most of the clubs at this point, they're having their meetings online. So even if there is not a local club, you can just go on to betterinvesting.org and click on local chapters, and you can find investment clubs and who's having a meeting online. I'm in Ohio, so I'm a member of the Cincinnati Model Investment Club. We certainly invite you guys to come out and join us. And actually, you don't even have to come out your house. We are virtual right now, and you can just call in. I'm sure there's many other investment clubs around the country that would welcome you with open arms if you want to learn more about how an investment club operates and just join in one of their meetings. All of our model club meetings are open to the public. So I hope you take advantage of that. And we're still going to get these technical difficulties worked out if you guys just hang tight with us, whether you are on Zoom or on the phone. I also want to mention that Better Investing does put out a magazine as well, and there's some really cool things in there. If you're part of a club, you're already familiar with it, but even individuals can subscribe to the magazine. And you'll see things like, you know, top 10 stocks that investment clubs are buying and selling,
There are first cuts in there that kind of pulls together analysis from different BI members. I enjoy the magazine because it highlights financial books, you know, new books that have come out that might be of interest to our members. Very interesting. And again, our national website is www.betterinvesting.org. So be sure to visit us there. And again, from there, you can get to local chapters, you can get to model clubs, and just see what we're all about. And they are working on getting Bobby going there.
Okay, we got it. We got it, Jackie.
Okay, you guys are good? Thanks, everybody, for hanging in there with us. I think we got things worked out. And I think I hear Bobby. And Ann.
Yes, Jackie, I'm here.
Okay. Are you good to go? I'm hearing you guys. Sounds like you're getting ready there.
All right, Jackie, we got it. Thank you. I'm just merging.
All right,
okay?
Wonderful. You guys enjoy the show.
Thank you.
His favorite stocks and things of that like that, and he had a broker and all of that. So he was encouraging my dad to go talk to his broker and so forth. So I, you know, I was happy to hear all that talk, you know, those communications and things like that. So when I did get the money, I just followed what I had heard him say, and I went to the brokerage company and asked for his broker, and through him I purchased my first shares of stock.
So you opened your first brokerage account at a brokerage company. Do you want to share the name of the company? Probably at that time.
It was A.G. Edwards.
Oh, okay. So A.G. Edwards is actually still around.
Okay. Yeah,
I've
it was
seen,
A.G. Edwards. That was the company that was, as a matter of fact, that may have been the only company in our small town that was, you could buy stocks through at that time.
Okay. And do you remember the first company that you bought?
Sure I do. I still own it.
Okay, do you mind sharing with us what it was?
Southern Company. It was a utility.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is it Southern in is Southern in the Southern region a competitor of Duke Energy?
Southern Company is in home base. The corporate office is in Atlanta, Georgia. And they serve I grew up in Panama City, Florida, which is on the Gulf Coast in the Panhandle of Florida. And they served that area, and my dad's friend was the owner of stock with that company. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm not gonna ask your age or have you give it away, but
I've already told you that. You just figure it out, right?
But is it safe to say that you've probably owned this stock almost 50 years?
Pretty close to, yeah. Well, maybe about 40.
Okay, about 40 years.
About 40 years.
And just this one stock alone, did you always reinvest the dividends?
I reinvested the dividends. I've used some to pay for my kids' college and things of that, you know, like that. But typically just reinvest the dividends, yeah.
So you made a statement about paying for your kids' college out of your very first investment. Could you share with us what amount you actually started with?
Well, those 10 shares?
Yes.
When I bought those shares, if I'm not mistaken, they might have been something like $12 or $10 a share when I bought those first shares of Southern Company. You know, and being a utility, the price doesn't fluctuate that much over time. It's pretty steady. Of course, now they've grown a lot, so the price has increased and the dividends has increased. But when I first bought those, you know, and for me, that was a lot of money back then, you know, to spend that kind of money on a stock. But I was determined to do it, and so I saved the money up to do that.
Okay. And when you bought your first share of stock, were you already a Better Investing member, or did you find out about Better Investing after that?
Oh, this was later on. This was later on. I bought this first stock based on a tip of what the guy.
Oh,
was.
Oh yeah, because you became a Better Investing member in 95.
Yeah, no, I about 94. I mean, I'm sorry, about 97. After I read the book,
okay,
the Beardtown Ladies book, and they built their portfolio and their investments using the philosophy from the National Association of Investment Clubs. So after I read that book provided me with the knowledge of how to actually analyze a stock. And I was looking for that kind of information. I felt like just buying stocks based on, you know, tips or what was in a magazine just wasn't enough information. So this book really outlined how those ladies studied their stocks and built their portfolio using the now it's called the Better Investing, but using that philosophy. So it was a detailed book, so I just followed that.
Okay, could you speak to us a little bit about a couple of things? One, are you active in your local Better Investing chapter? Two, are you a member of an investment club? And three, how are you sharing this investment education with your kids and your family?
Well, I'm a past associate director of the Georgia chapter. I served for 1 year, 2018 to 2019 fiscal year, as an associate director for the Georgia chapter. And being part of the directors of the chapter, you know, we support the clubs in Georgia and individuals, and just try to be there for them, answering questions. And we also hosted an annual education fair where people around the state could come into Georgia, and for a day we had presenters from BI, and they gave educational seminars and lessons and presentations just to enhance the overall knowledge for the investors. And it's very popular within Georgia. Most time it's over 100 people. There are near 100 people that's in there. So it's turning out pretty well.
Okay, cool. Well, another question I have, and I'll get back to the other ones I asked.
Okay.
You talked about reading the Beardstown Ladies book and coming into Better Investing that way. In what ways did you become an even better investor? Because you already probably had 20 years of investing on your own under your belt before you even became a Better Investing investor.
Well, Better Investing was really the key, because of the once, you know, we started out, I was talking to Ann before we went on live, that when I first got into Better Investing, you know, it was you did all of the research and all of the graph by hand, you know, pencil, paper, and ruler. So you really learn how to do it manually, and doing it manually, you learn how to use the system in terms of evaluating companies, the profits, the loss, the debt, evaluating the management, you know, following the trends, the sales, the price, the earnings. So all these things was done, and I was getting familiar with those things because of that book and because of the NAIC lessons. But, you know, later on, I just stayed with that because it was working. And so once they went online and put the webinars and things on, it just really, really was a big help. It made it a lot easier. So, but, you know, when something is working, especially when investing, when it's working, you just stick with it. Yeah, you stick with it, yeah.
This is very true. With you being an investor so long and taking that step from your father being an entrepreneur and a saver to you, the next generation, being an investor, how has investing affected your family and how you've raised your kids and your grandkids to in a sense, kind of following your footsteps or have a different perspective of money in terms of not just being a consumer?
Well, what we did as with our kids and grandkids, we had piggy banks. Started out with that. We didn't use the bank accounts that much, but we did. We had saving banks and tried to encourage them to save the money and use it wisely. So that's our main lesson to our kids: was just, you know, here's some money, save some of it, use some of it for things that you want to buy for yourself. But the main thing was to always try to save some for yourself. And I'm doing the same thing with my grandkids. Well, with the way things are now, my grandkids, as they get into the near the end of their teenage years, well, I've started now with one of them already, was the second oldest one, and with an allowance and a debit card. So it's a controlled debit card, of course, but it's a way to for them to learn how to use the modern banking system.
Great. So just to remind everybody, I know Ann is back on. This is My Investing Story podcast, where we feature different investors, different walks of life, but all a member parts of a better investing, and we talk about their specific investing journey. Bobby, just talk to us a little bit, because I think, if I remember correctly, you're retired now.
I am. Yes, I am.
And you've been doing some financial coaching. There are a lot of people on this call that have started investing within the past 1 to 2 years, that just for the first time heard about better investing, haven't gotten started yet. What are probably 1 to 3 top tips you can give us as we learn about investing and are just getting started, if we had either haven't started yet or are only 12 months into investing?
Well, the first thing is for me, and what I would tell anyone, is you need 3 things that you need to start investing. That's one is the information. You've got to have the correct information to learn about investing. The second thing you're going to need is the desire to do it. You got to want to do it. And the third thing is you got to have some money or some extra cash or some excess cash. So those 3 things, the information, the desire, and the cash to do that. A lot of people starting out may have difficult times with finding the cash. Now the information is everywhere. So this is an overabundance of information, so that shouldn't be an issue. But the cash, a lot of times, is the issue. How do I save money, or how do I use my money to do that? And as a financial coach, that's one of the things that I do. We teach budgeting, we teach planning ahead, debt, and credit issues. So we teach people how to manage their money better, so they can free up cash to invest. And once they want to do the investing part, then it's just a matter of having the information. That's where BI can come in and do that.
Okay. You bought your first shares of stock in Southern at age 25. At what age did you actually start investing in your retirement? You know, did you recognize the importance of it early? Did you find out about the options later? Talk a little bit about that journey.
Yes, well, in terms of my retirement, when I started investing for my retirement, I started an IRA account. During the time when I started into the workforce, companies were paying pensions. So you didn't have to contribute to your retirement. It was done through your employer. And so what I did was just started an IRA. And when I started my IRA and started funding my IRA, I didn't put as much emphasis on buying stocks. With my IRA, I was focused on mutual funds. And I just went with that for a very long time. And because it was so easy for me to do that, even though I was part of Better Investing, I was still was focusing on mutual funds. And I might add that Better Investing has excellent mutual fund tools as well as stock evaluation tools. So, you know, people can, they want to do mutual funds, you know, Better Investing has those tools and the education for that as well. But I use that. That's what I focused on. And then later on, I went back and was doing, trying to do both, a little bit of stock and a little bit of mutual fund.
So another question I have is just from, you know, your journey and many of the people that you talk to, do you think that generally people overestimate, one, how easy it is to get invest to get started, and two, how much money it takes to actually to start building a nest egg for the future?
Well, I think the biggest issue with that is they overestimate what it takes to get started. Nowadays, it's so easy. It doesn't take much money. There are apps out there that are financial apps that will take you know, you go buy something for a dollar and a half. They were rounding up to $2 and take the 50 cents and put it toward an investment. So it's really easy now. It's easy to, I mean, a lot of the stocks, I think I was reading yesterday where might've been Fidelity has a new program. They're rolling out like $5 to get started. So it's not a lot of money that you need to get started. The key is starting, and that's the key. So you can get in $5 or whatever, you know, a very small amount of money to get started.
I'm glad you brought that up, because one of the four guiding principles of Better Investing is to invest regularly. And one of the questions that we have from our participants is, Bobby, how often would you recommend a beginner to purchase stocks? Do you recommend they do it monthly, bi-monthly, quarterly? How regularly do you suggest that a beginner investor invest?
Well, what I tell people is to put your stock investment into your budget. Treat it as if it's your water bill, your light bill, those type of bills that you pay every month. Treat it the same way. You pay them every month for your lifetime. And you should do your stocks that way. If it's only $10, $20, whatever you have, set aside each month like a regular bill and invest like that. And that way you get in a habit of doing it, and you won't even miss the money.
That is so true. I know many people, actually my mom included, Better Investing promoted the dividend reinvestment program and the direct stock purchase program. So there are a lot of stocks. We own Aflac and Duke Energy, where we just invest $25 a month to both of those. Every month it comes out automatically. You're buying a few shares at a time. Did you do that with Southern, or did you do that with any of your stocks? I'm sure you did it with your mutual funds, but did you do a regular investment plan for some of your stocks?
I sure did. Yeah, I used the dividend reinvestment plan. Sure did, yeah, for Southern and some more stocks that I had at the time. And it was so easy to do that. I mean, it was convenient. So it was automated. Basically, you just send the money in and they were invested for you. So that's one of the easiest things that you can do. And it forms a habit. You know, you do it over and over again, it soon becomes a habit. So I think that's one of the keys to stock investing also for the small person. Make it a habit. Just take that money and invest it every month, and you won't miss the money. You really won't.
And I want to go back to this Southern Utility Company. In the market that we're in, I was doing some stock research. I was completing some SSGs on a Better Investing website today. And I found that a lot of utility companies right now have a very low PE. The price is suppressed. And they have a very high dividend. Utility companies are really known for the dividends. Could you probably estimate how much your Southern stock, your very first company that you bought and owned, how much it appreciated over the 40, 45 years you've owned it?
I wish I could. I was doing some calculation the other day and about that, just for the price increase, and it was something like maybe 2,000% or somewhere like that. It's just ungodly amount of the price increase from where it was. So, you know, it's over time, and like I tell a lot of my friends, that investing is a process. It's not an event. So you have to do the process. It's not a one-time thing, and you get out when something goes bad or you get nervous. It's a process.
I think I'm gonna take that quote from you. Investing is a process, not an event. I like that. Mm-hmm. I like that. We had another question. If you don't, you know, mind to share. When you bought Southern at 25, about how much regularly were you investing? Was it $25 a month, $20, $50? Do you remember?
Yeah, it's about $25 a month, because I was young and starting out with a family, so I didn't really have a lot of money. And it may not have been every month that I had the $25 to invest, but I was doing it on a regular basis. And as you know, I was starting out young, so I was not making a lot of money. But over time, as things, my income increased a little bit, I was able to add more money, because I was certain that I will always invest something as often as I could. And I continued on until I got it to where I was investing money every month. Yeah, so I think you are, your mic is off.
Sorry about that. I have birds that like to talk around dinner time over here. So
okay.
I was just letting you know that I'm managing the chat and taking people's questions.
Okay.
Come in.
Yeah.
You know, so you don't have to necessarily read it, but I am answering them as I ask you the question and
yeah,
you answer
yeah.
the group.
It's. So, you know, people can start out with the basic information. And I tell people to, if they're looking for stocks or something to invest in, to just look around them. Look, you know, be observant when you're driving down the street or you're going in stores and or what's going on around you. And you can see some things or see some companies that may be of interest. If you see a lot of traffic or that particular name, quite often being advertised, you can research it to see if there's any a worthwhile investment for you. So that's what I do. I'm riding downtown or just riding around. I see a name or see a company. I look it up and just see what kind of returns they're doing. And if it's worthwhile to do further a study on it, then I will.
You talk to us about one of the last SSGs you've done, what industry it's in, how you feel about this current market. Is it a buy market? You know, what industries do you see bouncing back? Just comment on today's market or the last month, 2 month market.
Well, you mentioned the SSG. I did a SSG, and it was published in the BI magazine a couple of might have been late last year or middle of last year.
And SSG, for anybody that doesn't know that term, is called the Stock Selection Guide.
Right.
It's the computerized tool of how you study a stock at Better Investing.
Right.
Okay, go ahead, Bobby.
And the company was Cavco, C-A-V-C-O. And it is a modular home manufacturer. And we was doing some work with the Georgia chapter was working with another chapter, I think, was a club in Central Florida. And we had a webinar on that company, and I wrote an SSG on that and had it published. So I did that. But in terms of just overall, and you know, I was telling Ann before we came on that most people are now, they are actually investors, and they may not even know it. And what I mean by that is that if your company you work for has a 403b or 401k, that's an investment. That's your retirement is an investment. And if you can't, for some reason, don't want to get into stocks, if you maximize that your retirement, you know, you're doing the right thing. So,
yeah,
so don't.
That's a great point, Bobby. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
So, the message is don't overlook that and think that you've got to go out and buy additional investments or stocks or mutual funds. They're right there for you. And with the tax benefits and the company matching, it's a perfect way to get started or either to grow your overall wealth through those retirement programs.
I'm glad you brought up that point. One of the young ladies that is actually on the call watching and listening to you right now, she and I had a conversation about where to get started. And I said, hey, if you're working, the first place to get started is your company's retirement plan, because most people overlook that most valuable resource. They don't realize that if they put in 3% and your company matches 3%, irregardless of what the market does, you just made 100% of your money.
That's
right?
So true. That is so true. That is so true. And I've met people and had talked with people about trying to understand what the 401k and what the 403b actually mean and how to use it, how to evaluate the mutual funds that are in there, and it can be a challenge. It can be intimidating. So, and there are some data out there that says that people don't take advantage of that. And some people don't even contribute to their retirement through those investment vehicles. So it should be taken advantage of, and it's a great way to get started. And if you need help with that, the Better Investing mutual fund section is a great way to get started.
And let's talk about that a little bit. I actually just helped literally a coworker today set up her 401k with the company we work for, because she's a new employee. She didn't know where to start. And I told her, I said, hey, two things you need to look out for when you're trying to find mutual funds to put into your retirement. Number one, look at the rate of return over 1, 3, 5, especially 10 years, since this is going to be a long-term investment for you. And two, look at the cost of managing that fund, because, you know, when we only look at performance and we don't look at cost, we don't see that sometimes without the performance, the cost can actually eat your growth. And that's one of the little known facts about mutual funds, not to mention a lot of fund managers are trying to beat the market. So would you recommend or suggest, Bobby, that a total stock market index fund or index fund or mutual fund that reflects the S&P is a great starting point for a lot of people looking to see what fund should I invest in my company's retirement plan?
Sure. It's a funny thing you mentioned that, because one of my, I call him mentors, that I read everything that he wrote was John Bogle, the founder of Vanguard. And John was adamant about cost. He, in all of his books about investing, he was saying cost is very, very important. So, yeah, when you look at those mutual funds in your retirement portfolio, you want to look at, like you said, the returns on that, and you want to look at the cost to invest in it. Typically, they can, you know, the cost can vary depending on what's in the fund and what fund that you are being offered to you. But yeah, you should do that. And as far as S&P 500 fund or the different categories of funds in there, I go back to John Bogle. John would always say, buy the haystack. Okay, don't look for the needle in the haystack. Buy the haystack, and that way you would have the needle. So what he meant was just buy the, if it's the, you know, 500 index, just buy the whole index. So that's how I do it. I just buy the whole index.
I love that quote. Buy the haystack. Don't try to find the needle in the haystack.
Yeah.
Buy the whole haystack. Because
right.
By even buying the whole haystack, you may have 5 needles in there.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Yeah. Just buy the whole haystack. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Well, Bobby, we are wrapping up. Is there any last words? We're still taking questions in the chat box. If you have a question, please put it in there. But Bobby, any last words, any parting words you really want to bestow upon all of us?
Well, I can say to everyone that make saving and investing a fun family process. Get everybody in the family involved in it. That's one of the things that I would encourage everyone to do. Because it is a family affair. A lot of the wealth in this country is generational wealth. Some people call it old money, but it's been handed down for years and years and years. But there has to be a starting point somewhere, and we could be the starting point for our family.
Well, thank you, Bobby. Number one, thank you for being the starting point in your family. I had the pleasure of meeting your wife.
Yeah, you did, didn't you?
Your children, your grandchildren, when they came back from Disney, when Better Investing National Convention was in Orlando a couple of years ago. And you've made investing a family affair. So we want to, first of all, thank you for making a personal decision to invest. By bettering yourself, you ended up bettering your family, and for sharing your time with us tonight, because a lot of us on this call are Black, and a lot of us on this call did not learn investing from their parents, just like you didn't learn it from your parents, but you were wise enough to eavesdrop on a conversation, as all great wise children do, and when you grow up to get of age and become of age, you start to make a few different decisions so that your next generations end up better off than before. So thank you. We really take those words to heart. Does your family have a family investment club right now?
No, we don't have a club right now. No, we don't. No.
Okay.
That would be a great thing that we could do, but we just don't have one right now. But
okay.
But and I want to thank you guys for the opportunity to come on and share my story and talk with you guys. It's always good to talk with you, Ione, and to see you again. We had great fun in Orlando. I just really do love you to death, girl. You're great.
Thanks, Bobby. Thank you so much. Well, I don't see any other questions in the box, but I know we're live on Facebook. I hope Facebook loves this time and interview with you. We on Zoom and Blog Talk Radio love this time and interview with you, and we'll make sure that this is the first and not the last.
Thank you so much for your time. Thank you.
Ione, before you end, Ione, you want to promote the event, the financial empowerment event.
Sure, you can go ahead.
Yeah, we just want to, first of all, again, thank you, Bobby, and thank you, Ione, for doing a phenomenal job in hosting the show tonight. We also want to let everybody know that we are hosting a financial empowerment event that's going to be held on Zoom on the 16th. We'll post the details on all the social media. You can actually go to Eventbrite, and Michelle, if you're on with us, if you can place the link in the Zoom and also place the link on the Blog Talk and come off mute, Michelle, if you can, and just tell everybody where they can go to register on Eventbrite. Better Investing Financial Empowerment.
So this is Michelle. You can go to http://bit.ly/BINCFES2020, and I'll post this in the chat room and on Facebook as well.
Okay, but if they were to search the Eventbrite, what would be the proper name on Eventbrite to search for?
Better Investing National Convention 2020 Financial Empowerment Seminar.
So for those of you that's listening in and you did not get the Bitly link, because we do have people listening in on Blog Talk and on the podcast. So the event is going to be on the 16th of May. It will be here on Zoom. You can register by going to Eventbrite and, like she said, Better Investing Financial Empowerment Seminar. And it will be live on Zoom. And I just want to share that because we've been posting all year long the flyer, thinking that the event was going to be held in Dallas. And for those of you that are listening after the event is over, you know, because of the crisis situation, all travel has ceased in that regard in terms of conferences and large gatherings. But we're expecting to have a phenomenal program. Ione McNeil and many others will be sharing their stories and having panels and breakout rooms for the children and for the adults. So we want to just thank everybody for joining us tonight, and we will continue to share my investing story because everybody has a story. And Bobby, again, like Ione said, we want to thank you so very kindly for sharing your story here with us tonight.
Thanks for having me. I really enjoyed it.
Most definitely. And we'll look forward to having you and your family join us next Saturday. The time will be from 8 a.m. Eastern until 12:30 Eastern time. And that will be on the 16th of May, 2020. And so, Ione, back to you to wrap us up. And thank you again for hosting tonight.
You're welcome. So thank you, Anne, for reminding us about that Better Investing Financial Empowerment event. We have put the link in the chat. So if you're on Zoom now, just go down to the bottom and click the chat and you will see that link. Go ahead and click on that. But if you're not on Zoom, the link is http://b=iasinione.com/bink/BINCF2020. So thank you again, Bobby. As always, we're so glad to have you. And anybody in the Georgia area, please check out Bobby at the Better Investing Georgia chapter. If you want more information, please go to betterinvesting.org. At the bottom of the page, there is a free 90-day trial membership. I definitely suggest that you try that out. Do what we talked about today, which is what SSG's Better Investing has a YouTube page where They walk you through how to study a stock. We're fundamental investors. We're like little Warren Buffett, but we're normal people. We're close to you. We're touchable. So with that being said, my name is Ione, also known as the Baby Billionaire. And we really appreciate you signing on and listening to us. Have a wonderful evening and a great rest of your week.
Goodbye.